Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host, Michael Black. Michael, how are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Not with us today, Peter Ponocorvo and Stacey Nyman. They're both working, and we're talking Universal. So, frankly, I don't know if Peter would have taken the invite anyways at this point, correct?
It'd be one day he will. One day I'll get him there.
And, you know, I think if he was there, I think he'd really enjoy himself, especially on City Walk. I think he'd really have a good time. So, joining us again, Amy Van Swole. Amy, how are you?
Great.
Excellent. So, this is part two of our Orlando Universal, or Universal Orlando Premier Resorts kind of walkthrough, podcast, YouTube, you know, exploration of these. So, today we're going to talk about the Royal Pacific and the Hard Rock Hotel. Right, Amy?
Right.
As I'm hoping I communicated properly, and Amy's like, no, that's not what I scheduled. No, today we're good. We're gonna talk about this.
That was last episode.
Right. Thank goodness I pulled it right. Anyways, Amy, I want to show you Michael's dedication. Okay. So if you're listening right now, I'm going to set the scene for you. And if you're watching, here's the picture. So Michael, you drove how far from Florida to Ohio?
Oh, it's, I don't know, about 15 hours.
Okay.
900 some miles, yeah.
900 some miles. Amy, behind Michael is the green screen. So he absolutely packed the car and said, I need my green screen on vacation. So Michael brought it to Ohio.
I was locked in for this, this podcast, and I told Chris, I said, nope. The show must go on.
She's like, yeah. Michael, you got your toothbrush, underwear, deodorant? Nope. I got my green screen. I am so far ahead of the game. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't bring my lighting, though, so you will see some stuff going on over here and down here, but that's all right.
I appreciate it anyways.
We do what we got to do.
All right, so let's get into a little bit of fun before the show, because the show is going to be fun too, but I love talking to you guys and seeing what's going on in your life. Share something good with me. What do you got, Amy?
Well, we got a new toy yesterday.
Sure. Tell me.
We got a Ninja Foodie. It is a 5-in-1 cooking thing. Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's the one that's Foodi, right?
Right.
I saw the infomercial. I saw the intro.
It is so cool.
Okay.
And so you can air fry without the oil, which is great. We wanted to be able to do something with vegetables that are different. So we came up with this, that we can do all sorts of things with it and not heat up the house. So if we need to bake, we can do it in that. We don't need to heat up the house.
Nice.
Or cook with oil. So we played with it last night. It was fun. Caden gets to play with it tonight because it's his night to cook supper.
Awesome. And Tim was like, I've got to buy it. I'm trying to healthier. Chris is going to yell at me. I need to have some things.
That was part of it.
Excellent. Excellent. Tell me how it works. We got an air fryer for Christmas as well. And we like using it, but that's a whole different ballgame. I got to know. So let me know.
It's actually pretty easy. You select what you want to do, you know, whether it be pressure cook or air fryer or whatever. And then you hit what temperature or, you know, high or low setting, and then you press start.
Awesome.
And the timer too.
Okay.
And it's super easy.
I like super easy.
Yeah.
And everything's dishwasher safe.
I saw you cooking up your meal from Trader Joe's last night. So yes. I know you are a Trader Joe's, I'm saying this politely, junkie. You know, you love Trader Joe's products. So I saw it.
Yes, I do.
Nice. Was that the vegetable fried rice I saw on your plate last night, Amy?
Yes, it was.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that one. I'm familiar. Yep. Michael, what do you got good?
Bird's nest. Oh, sorry.
No, it's cool. Oh, they were bird's nest what?
veggie bird's nest, so oh. You have to try them.
Oh, wait, that was the round, the circular thing?
Yeah.
How come I never saw it before? I'm a Trader Joe's fan myself. I'll have to look into it.
Yes.
So, Michael, you got Trader Joe's in Ohio, or you got Trader Joe's in Florida?
I've never been to one. I'm sure they're around, but I've never been to one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what... Oh, that was Jungle Jim's that we had down in Cincinnati. I don't know. I don't know what a Trader Joe's is. Never been inside one in my life.
Wow.
There's a gorgeous one. There's a gorgeous one in Orlando.
Oh. All right.
So... This is not the Trader Joe's podcast today, but in a bizarre way, Amy.
Might as well be.
Hang on. In a bizarre way, the Royal Pacific theme and Trader Joe's are kind of similar. Michael, crazy history. So if you just Google like the history of Trader Joe's, like the family and the brothers have split actually is Aldi. The Aldi family, and like the branches go like in these directions. So,
oh, wow.
And most everything, I would say 95% of everything in this shop is Trader Joe's proprietary products. Trader Joe's in-house brand, chips, everything along those lines. But it's all like creative and artisanal. Like you don't go there and buy cheddar cheese. It's like four-year-old cheddar cheese from like New Zealand. Yeah. It's all really pretty unique. So,
but it's cheap. That's what I like about it.
Okay, Michael, cheap. I went and dropped $420 2 weeks ago at Trader Joe's because right now when I go shopping, it's like supermarket sweeps. I literally put my arm out, and if it's good, I buy three at a time because their stores are small. So if you don't like people right now, it's like. It's Thunderdome.
I don't like people ever.
You don't like people ever. Okay, don't go to Trader Joe's. It's a bad idea for you.
Mine isn't that bad.
Okay.
This isn't exclusive to now.
Michael, I got to send you a video of the one in Park Ridge. The food quality, though, for the in-house brand, you know sometimes you get like the Kroger whatever. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, anyways, now you got me excited. Now I got to have Trader Joe's, Amy. Dang it. And I got to buy a foodie now, too. You know how impressionable I am.
Now I have to contact them about a sponsorship.
What'd you do to me now? This is not good. Anyways, Michael, share with me. What do you got good, buddy?
Well, like you said, we're up visiting family. Got to see my newest nephew and hold him yesterday. So that was fun.
He had the biggest chubby cheeks of ever.
He does. And for some reason, though, me and holding other people's babies, it makes me nervous. Like mine, I could sit and hold all day long and just, you know, but I'm like, okay, I got to hold him. Here you go. And Christina, yeah, she fed him and he fell asleep on her for like 2 hours and she was in heaven. But me, I would have been like, my arm is asleep. I'm done.
Wow.
But she loved it. I think it was soothing for her. So it was a whole good experience for the whole family.
Amy, I saw pictures back to back yesterday. Uncle Michael there holding the babies and Aunt Christina holding the babies. And the first thing I thought of in my mind's eye was, oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. Because when you don't have babies for a while and you hold babies again, it's like, oh, boy, that's not good. So
yeah, we wish I would do it all over again, but I don't think that she may agree, but I don't know.
Is it the beard?
It's just been, it was very difficult for us the second time. So I don't know if it's even in the cards to get ourselves all worked up.
I know that
Either
was my,
one of us would be disappointed.
That was my crude attempt at humor. I know I didn't mean to bring that up. Just seeing those chubby cheeks made me think to myself, uh-oh, oh no, oh no. So,
he's cute as could be.
Nice. So when you're up there, is there places you like to visit that are exclusive to Ohio? I mean, like UDF and stuff like that. Is there anything that you really look forward to doing when you come home?
We have food places. We have a place called Casa del Taco, which is funny that I've said this a million times, we come from Florida to Ohio to get Mexican food.
Nice.
But it's, you know, it's the kind that we're used to. And so we always enjoy that. We've eaten there 3 or 4 times already.
Nice.
It's ridiculous. It's not one of those things where it's like, well, we can only have it once a week. No, when we're here, we have it for lunch like every single day. And then there are certain types of pizzas that we can't get a good pizza in Florida either. We've mentioned this. But our hometown has like 4 or 5 different pizzas that would win the gold down there. So it's kind of a pizza week too. It's Casa del Taco for lunch and pizza for dinner every night. But
nice. So I'm a pizza junkie, and I probably shouldn't admit how much pizza I actually consume. And in my experience, even things like, and people will cringe, like if you prepare it right, even like Stacy mentioned, the Jewel pizza, or like Tombstone's not great, but like if it's prepared right, it's passable. It is passable. But when you live in Chicago, your pizza range could go from like heavenly to like, okay, it's not great, but it's still good and it's fresh and it's hot. So it's okay, you know? So I'm not a pizza snob either, though. So,
yeah.
Outstanding. Hey, before we go, you know, I'm going to skip what's good in my life. We want to get the show started, but I do want to make a point. If I could just, where's my soapbox, Michael? Did you bring my soapbox to Ohio?
Yeah, sorry, it's here.
All right, so you brought it with you. Okay.
But I'll slide it under you. There you go.
All right, so hang on. I'm on my soapbox right now. You guys know I work at a golf course. I sell recreation. And my job is to manage the customers, the staff for two different courses, and I assist with the food and beverage when needed. But our job right now is to sell recreation, let you enjoy the preserves. So this is going to be relatable to the parks, because the news that's coming out right now are all about, you know, Universal's opening and Disney's opening and SeaWorld, and some people have already opened. Gatorland and Fun Spot and all these places have already opened. And everyone's got their own set of rules established. So this is not pro-mask or against the mask. This is not a political statement or any kind of statement along those lines. But whatever the rules are, so this is what makes me upset, because I work and I sell it and I've seen it firsthand. When customers come in and they make a political statement or some kind of political belief and they're not going to wear the mask, even though they know that's your policy, remember what they're doing. If the rules are the rules, obey the rules, because the person you're complaining to and grandstanding in front, he's probably making minimum wage. So that person is dealing with a lot of stress in his life, so you can have fun, so you can relax. And what you are doing is not essential. You're relaxing, enjoying yourself. He might need, or she might need, that job. You know the last thing he wants to deal with? You acting like a fool. So if the rule is wear a mask, then please wear a mask and be considerate and be kind. If the rule is not to wear a mask, I don't care if you don't wear a mask, but if the rule is what the rule is, then do it. Don't be that idiot that was on the camera on Costco on the Instagram. Do you remember that one where the guy put the camera and the manager literally talked to his audience and said, yeah, you've got to wear your mask in our store. Like it, hate it, whatever the rule is, don't be that guy, because the guy that's getting vented to, he doesn't need it. He might need the money. Be considerate of people. Point over, soapbox, I'm sliding it back to you. I'm done. Just be considerate, okay?
Sounds good.
All good.
I think you hit me with a soapbox, though.
I did. I hit your foot with it.
Be kind, people.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so here we go. We're back to our premier resorts, and the last time we talked, we did Portofino Bay. And Michael, that was your teaser on Facebook and like the video itself. I'm constantly in awe by how good you make the videos, because honestly, I'm a bumbler and you make me actually sound halfway good. So I'm amazed. You did great job.
Awesome. I just tried to, because I think as we're starting this YouTube channel, I'm thinking a lot of them are just us talking, and I wanted people to see, hey, if you just watch about, you know, a little bit down the road, there is, you know, we do have sites to go with the sounds. So I thought I need to put something together so that everybody knows, you know, that it's not just us talking for an hour, that there is, you know, we're trying to put some sights with the sounds.
You did a great job. I've been telling people for years, you're one of the best YouTube vloggers I know.
I just don't get out there. That's the difference. I just can't get out there, man. It's the anxiety. I can't go against everybody and go for the scoop.
We're working on that. We're working on it,
but I am perfectly content to get the day old news. I'm fine.
No, we're getting out there, Amy. We refuse to have this. We're going to do it. So anyways, let's talk today. Let's talk about the Royal Pacific and the Hard Rock Hotel. So again, Amy, you're our expert. These are both run and managed by Lowe's staff, or Lowe's, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Explain that relationship to me, because we glossed over it last time. Are Lowe's employees Universal employees, or is it just the name that manages the resort, or explain that to me.
I think the employees are Universal employees, but they are managed by Lowe's.
Okay. Okay, that would make sense. And because there's Lowe's resorts all over the place. There are Lowe's resorts in Illinois. I got a little dizzy there with Michael switching the screen so fast. What did I just say? Everything I just said.
Out the window.
Anyways, because there's a Lowe's resort right by us here. We have one in Rosemont, and it's just it's a beautiful building. But so, okay, fabulous. Now, let's talk. We talked last time about the perks you get. All Premier resorts offer amazing perks. I was just looking at the pricing for Club, and it looked like, at least in a general sense, the Hard Rock, they're all Premier, but the Hard Rock's Club rooms were a little more expensive than the Royal Pacific. Is that something you've experienced before as a travel agent?
Yes.
Okay. Is the Hard Rock then?
Just a little.
Yeah, it was marginal. It was maybe $20, $30. Mm-hmm. Is that a pecking order that's been established? Is there an order of Portofino Bay, Hard Rock, then Royal Pacific? Is that kind of how it goes?
I think Portofino Bay and Hard Rock are pretty close. If anything, Hard Rock might be slightly above just because of its proximity to the park is that much closer.
Okay. And is then Royal Pacific, is their really good looking but slightly less attractive cousin? Is that the best way to describe that? I mean, how do you describe it?
It's all location, isn't it, Amy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the location.
Okay.
Not that it's far away either. You take the water taxi and you can walk in whatever. But it's not quite in the same location, as good a location as those two.
Okay. Great point about the location. So I know where the location's at because I've got the Universal website up, UniversalOrlando.com, on my iPad. And so I'm going to give a plug right here to the My Disney Experience website, because the one thing Universal doesn't have good right here, their map. I love looking at the My Disney Experience map. And within just a finger, you can scroll all around, expand nice, and it keeps its resolution. The Universal map, that's no bueno. That's no bueno. Who is in charge of their mapping over there? So, but you need, you know, you obviously you need the two finger and move it around and whatnot, but they need to improve that. So somehow that needs to get better. But I saw that the Hard Rock is located over by Universal, the Universal Studios, I guess the main park, and the Royal Pacific is down past the Islands of Adventure, a little bit of ways there, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's attack it this way. Let's talk about Universal's answer to the Polynesian Resort, okay? And I only say that because literally in the write-up, they actually use the word Polynesian once or twice. So let's talk about that. When you park there, first off, in these resorts, do you park in a parking lot close by, or are you parking in a parking garage or somewhere in the general vicinity, or is it like right outside as you would be at Boardwalk, or where do you park for these resorts? Do you know?
I think, at least from what I know, it's like outside, like at Boardwalk.
Okay.
Do you find that too, Michael?
Yeah, from what I know,
parking structure.
From what I've seen, and of course they have where you pull up at the lobby and can unload and all that.
Yeah.
But as far as parking itself, I think it's separated. But I don't know that it's a structure. I think you're right. I think it's just a separated
lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The you know, that's one of the things that I've always looked forward to, and this is not a Disney show today, is some of the Disney resorts have really close parking, really convenient. Old Key West, Saratoga. Old Key West, you could literally be right outside your room. And for families, it's magnificent. The Boardwalk, the parking for the Boardwalk, depending on where you're staying, that could be like three city blocks or four city blocks, you know, so it can be a haul. So I just didn't know. Anyways, so it's described, and if I could just read from the website, it's an exotic South Seas paradise. So what does the lobby look like, Amy, when you walk in? Is it Polynesian feel, old school Polynesian, new Polynesian? What does it look like?
It's more of the Bali Polynesian.
Okay.
So different from the Hawaiian, there is a difference between the two. And so a little more modern, I guess you could say, instead of the stereotypical. But it definitely has that feel when you walk in, you're walking, you know, through a lobby that's a tunnel, and it's got figurines, and it's got the Polynesian figurines and whatnot, and it's got water running out. So you get that feel right away before you've even entered the lobby.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but it's definitely different, but yet has the same feel, if that makes any sense at all.
So being an ignorant Chicagoan that I am myself, when I look at the picture of the lobby right here, the word that strikes me right here, it almost looks, I've never been there, it almost looks Indonesian to me, because I see elephants, and it's a very Zen-like look, but tropical at the same time. So it looks, well, I'll be honest, it looks actually really, really relaxing and peaceful. You know, the old look of the Polynesian when you walked into the Poly, when it had the waterfall, was, it was beautiful. It was very, like, loud and, like, in your presence. It doesn't look like that here to me. This looks a little different. So, that's at least my first impression on there. So, yeah,
it's okay. Peaceful. And, I mean, there's elephants in the courtyard squirting water and, you know.
Nice.
It definitely has that feel.
Okay. Are the pools themed along the same ways, or, I mean, everything's got to have a little theming to it, but what is, like, the overall feeling of the pools there?
Well, it's a lagoon-style pool.
Okay.
So it definitely fits in with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do they have things like water slides for the kids, lazy rivers? What do the pools have?
It doesn't have lazy river there.
Okay.
But it does have, you know, water slides and that kind of thing. I don't know of a... the particular name of this one, I don't remember.
It's like a, but, isn't there like a boat there? Like a, almost like a...
Yeah, it's like a shipwreck, isn't
shipwreck
it?
Shipwreck type thing, yeah. To where there, I think that's even maybe a play area for the kids, like a splash, yes, pad area. That's what I can remember. I've only been there, I think, once to look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm going off
but
of memory,
right,
for once.
All right, so here, yeah, we go. Lagoon-style swimming pool. Sink your toes into the white sand beach of our huge lagoon-style pool. The palm tree-lined pool area features two hot tubs, a beach volleyball court, and the impressive Royal Bali Sea interactive water play area for kids. You can rent a private cabana. It's got a phone, a ceiling fan, refrigerator, TV, water soda, and a fruit bowl. So that is the swimming pool. It, frankly, it does look amazing. It looks really good. So was that, do you think, let's just speculate here, guys. Do you think, was this a direct answer and to the Polynesian, or was they, or was this an attempt to say, we just need something tropical in the area, and we realize we're not going to repeat the Polynesian? What do you think this was?
That's a good question. I suppose it could go either way, but I think it was, we need something tropical too.
Gotcha.
But let's make it a little different, because they do have some things the same, obviously. They've got their own luau there too. But yet, it's different enough that it's not the exact replica.
Gotcha.
And it's, I think it's easy, right? I mean, in Florida, that's an easy theme to have. So every resort or every place kind of has a place that's themed to that, because the vegetation is going to lend itself to it. So it's not a very difficult theme to run with, especially when you're talking about landscaping and things like that. So I think it works. I'm not going to say easy like they're lazy, but easy as far as it really fits in well.
Gotcha.
That makes sense.
Okay. As far as when you exit the lobby and you want to take your boat ride, or you can walk, how long are we talking as far as boat time and walk time to get to City Walk and the parks?
Boat time is about 20 minutes, really, by the time, you know, gets going, and walk time's about 15.
Okay. And those boat times, it sounds like it's really inconvenient. You know what? Those are probably the most relaxing 20 minutes you're going to have all day. You're going to have it twice. You're going to have it there and the way back. So, right, like when you're on Disney property, you never think twice about it. When you enter the Friendship Boat or you're on one of those launches from the resort, it could take you an hour. You don't really care. It's beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's your best picture opportunity of that vacation is going to occur right there. So take advantage of it. Okay. Excellent.
I think another thing to take into consideration when you're coming from Royal Pacific is whether you're going to Universal or you're going to Islands of Adventure, because the boat launch is going to drop you off more over to the Universal side. It's on City Walk, but it's closer to Universal. So if you're going to Islands, you're going to have to backtrack to go back over to Islands, whereas it might be about the same walk to just walk from your resort directly through the gate there at City Walk right by Islands. So, and the same is true for City Walk. If you're going to someplace like Anahitos someplace like that that's on that side, it may be faster, or Margaritaville, it may be faster to walk instead of taking the boat launch. You know, it's either here nor there. If you want the relaxing boat ride, you got it. I think it's one of those situations to where if you're standing there and the boat shows up, take it. That's what we would do. Take it. If I'm waiting for more than 5 minutes, I'm just going to walk.
Gotcha. So jumping this conversation ahead of time, though, if we're at the Hard Rock, would the exact opposite make sense then? You're furthest from the Islands of Adventure. So at that point, so no matter what, from Hard Rock, you're taking the boat, or are you walking from Hard Rock to Universal?
Walking most of the time.
Yeah.
I would think. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just that much closer.
Okay. So let's go back here to the Royal Pacific. Let's talk about the food options they have, because they have a buffet. Let's put our hands up right now and say they had a buffet, right? Yeah. Everybody had a buffet. We're not sure what the state of the buffet. Yeah, we're not sure what the state of the buffet is. It could be cafeteria now where someone serves you, but that's still to be determined. So we're not going to even speculate. But they had a buffet and they have other options. What are those, Amy?
Well, they have the Islands dining room, which is Indonesian. They also have a children's buffet area. And what I like about some of the Universal restaurants is that there is a children's play area. So you can enjoy your food. And if the kids are done or they're just not eating that night, they can go over and watch films and play in that area while you finish your dinner.
Nice.
You can see it from your table most of the time. So, and this has one of those. There are several restaurants on property that do. They also have Jake's American Bar. You know, that's one of the bar. It's Captain Jake Benally is the character for the resort.
Okay.
And so it's a full bar, but it also has specialty drinks and some, you know, some food, burgers and things like that. There's the Orchid Lounge and Sushi Bar. And it's kind of theater in the round style. You know, they have the Bula Bar and Grill, which means welcome.
Okay.
They have the Fijian Tropical Flair, and it's got sandwiches and in the Tuk Tuk Market, you'll get your ice cream, Chris.
Nice.
You can get it there too.
Nice.
It's got coffee and breakfast. That's kind of the grab it and go place. And they also have once a week, they have the weekly Wanatalan Luau.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Yes.
Yes. It runs about 71 to 81, depending on the season, per adult.
Okay.
$10 per adult. So it's got an all-you-can-eat buffet at it. And then they also have the entertainers that come out. The whole fire and dancing and thing.
They have a pig roast there, don't they?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's a pig roast.
Okay, because that's where I would say. So it's different than from Disney, where Disney you stay seated and they bring you basically family style. This one you're actually getting up and it's more of a party feel than like a luau.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yes.
Amy, search your databanks here. Spirit of the Aloha dinner show. How much does that cost at Disney? Give me a ballpark.
Two dining credits?
Yeah.
I think it's a little more. I want to say it's around $99.
I was going to say, the number that just hit me was like, I think it's about $100. It might be more. You might get the DVC discount on that. But it's at least off the top of my head, it's slightly more. I'm not saying pro or against.
It depends on where you're sitting, too.
Okay. Okay. And the buffet, again, we're going to go and put the caveat that we're not sure what the state of the buffets look like from this point forward. It is what it is. They have a character buffet there. So I read about this character buffet only because, you know, we are so ingrained to only think of character buffets as Disney character buffets, right? We're going to see Alice. We're going to see, you know, we're going to see Goofy. Who is their character at the character buffet?
You know, they switch up. That's the thing about it. It's kind of like the Plaza in Disneyland.
Okay.
Where you never know who's going to show up. That is the case there. So you may get the panda from
Kung Fu Panda Po.
Kung Fu Panda.
Gotcha.
Did I get Po, or you never know. And there's usually about 5 or 6 that show up.
Gotcha. They were broadcasting, at least on this particular day. I see a picture of the Minions and Gru. So they have the Despicable Me breakfast meat and breakfast buffet. So really cool. So if your kids are into that, which obviously the Minions are super popular, there's literally Minions everywhere when you walk onto Universal property. So that's where you're going to get them at the buffet, at least as of looking right now. So outstanding.
And don't they have Minion themed rooms at Royal Pacific?
No, they're Jurassic Park, you would think, wouldn't you? It's Jurassic Park there. They have Jurassic Park kids suites, and the Minion ones are at Hard Rock, actually.
Hard Rock, okay. I knew they were at one of the two.
Or no, it's Portofino.
But it's Jurassic Park, Amy, at the Royal Pacific?
Yes.
Michael,
that would make sense.
Michael, yes. True story, that my youngest, my 8-year-old daughter, the first moment she watched Jurassic World, she didn't really grab on the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, she fell in love with it. So Jurassic World and the Lost Kingdom. So if I told her we were going to this, she'd be excited just going to Universal. If I told her we were staying in a Jurassic Park room, like, she would literally melt. She would dissolve. So pretty cool.
They are super cool. I have to say, I'm not a Jurassic Park fan. I actually walked out of the movie because it freaks me out. I know.
Hey, no judgment from you up there on the top there. No judgment from you.
I know.
Okay.
We all have our things. Real dinosaurs are mine. So, yeah, my husband rolls his eyes too. So, but everybody else in my family loves it. And I have to say that they are really, really cool rooms. The kids' beds, the twin beds, are like they're in those circle.
Oh, my gosh.
They roll in. They're super cool.
Wow.
And it's nice because there's a nice king bed for king or queen, can't remember, but for the parents to stay in, that's a separate room from the kids. And the only way to get into the kids' room, though, is to go through the parents' room, so the kids can't sneak out.
Okay.
Good. And they have a little kitchenette area with, you know, a fridge and a microwave and everything you need. It's really super nice.
Awesome. So what other room types do they have at not even here, but in Premier? They have, obviously, they have the double, right? Or describe the room types to me, Amy.
All right. So they have, you know, the suite, the just the regular double rooms. They have 2 queens in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they do sleep 5. You get a roll away.
Okay.
You have to, depending on the season, it's usually about $25 a night.
Okay.
For that. But they're very comfortable rollaways. So my clients have told me. I haven't tried them myself, but then they also have different kinds of suites. They have quite a few different kinds of suites, actually. Besides those cool suites, they also have hospitality suites, which they have kitchen facilities in them, but they just aren't themed like the Jurassic Park. And then you also have the club level suites as well.
Hang on. Describe hospitality suites. When you say kitchen facilities, are you talking like stoves and refrigerators, or are you talking like mini fridges?
They actually have bigger fridges now.
Okay.
But they do have that. I think they've got a toaster oven or something like that in there. They do have a microwave, and it's a little kitchenette area. It's quite nice. But it's just themed like the rest of them, with the big orchids on the walls. And
nice.
You know, it's very... It's very unique.
Okay. Here's the question that everybody that has Disney Vacation Club membership on their mind. Is there any place that has a washer and dryer in it as far as the room? Do you know?
Not in the room, no.
Okay. So there's a washer and dryer. There's a laundry facility that you can just go to if you wanted to do that on your vacation. So, okay.
Unless maybe the presidential suite, but I don't know.
maybe for that one.
I don't have access to that information.
Correct. Well, then just pack more laundry, Michael. Stop with the green screen and just bring more clothes next time, for goodness sakes. Alrighty? So
I'll tell you what. And this is going to drive people nuts too. I've just never understood the wanting to do laundry on vacation. Now, I understand that it's like, well, we can pack less. I'm not a flyer, so I could care less if I pack less. I don't want to spend 2 hours of my vacation doing laundry.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pack because I throw it in the car. I guess I could understand that with flying. That way you can pack less. And if there are situations like with bathing suits, because Lord knows bathing suits, you wear them once, they can drip dry. But then what do? You know, you're putting this nasty thing back on. So those are the only two things I can understand. But yeah, that's never when they were trying to sell Disney Vacation Club to me. The laundry facility was not, it was like trying to buy a vacuum for your wife for Mother's Day. You okay. know, it was like, don't sell me the laundry facilities. Sell me everything else, the space, the bedrooms. But anyway, moving right along, I was on my soapbox. You gave it back to me.
I did give it to you. I won't even defend it. I'll let you have it. Okay. Michael's anti-laundry on vacation. I just wanted to document it. So,
yep, I love the extra bedrooms and all the space and everything else, but don't sell me with laundry.
And it works for you because you're in a car. That's why. If you were, if you were waiting for the baggage check, you know, as opposed to the carry-on, it might be different. So, I get that too as well. Okay. As far as their club level, we talked about like you get your wine, you get your beer, you get snacks. But the last video I watched, I watched YouTube at dinner time, and I watched their club level offerings. It's not like peanuts and pretzels. It's a meal.
It is like hors d'oeuvres.
There was like a salad part to it. There was four hot chafers, and there was like three cold areas. And like the kids were serving themselves like corn dogs, mac and cheese, and I was like,
wow.
That's dinner.
That's dinner.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. Yeah, they're very nice. And then you come back later and get sweet time, and you've got nice warm chocolate chip cookies and milk, you know, before you go to bed, and any other sugar you want to hype up on. But that's my dream.
Gotcha.
Sold.
All right. Give me a comparison in terms of resort size. So this resort, give me something you'd equate it to. Do you know how many rooms? I mean, that's probably really technical. How many rooms do they have in this resort?
I do.
Okay.
It has 1,000 guest rooms.
Okay.
This one.
So 1,000 guest rooms. Give me something equatable on Disney property in terms of the look of how the buildings are shaped and the size. Because I know I was thinking in my mind's eye, like, oh, it's Caribbean Beach. Caribbean Beach has got like 2,000 rooms plus. It's one of the biggest ones out there.
Right. Well, the room sizes, I've actually got that too. The suites are 670 square feet.
Okay.
So that's pretty good size. When you compare it to an Art of Animation, it's about the same.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. It seemed like building style and size seemed about like that size.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you think the building style, though, is similar? Are they like disjoined units, or is it one connected unit that just goes in different areas? Like, can you walk the resort on the inside, or do you have to get to the outside, Amy?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think it's connected in some way.
Okay.
It may not be like, it might have like a stairway or, you know, a walkthrough.
A portico type thing. Gotcha.
Yeah,
kind of in the way that maybe the Wilderness Lodge DVC, the old, is connected. So very good. Okay. Excellent. So give me, Amy, give me three words to describe this resort. I'm going to let you have it. Just think of three words to describe this resort. And I got to tell you, you know, I love the idea of the Polynesian, Michael. I do. I love the idea of the Polynesian. The Polynesian Resort and I don't know. It never really grabbed me. I know people are like, how could you say that?
I agree.
It just never really grabbed me. But this is like the Polynesian meets a little bit of like, I don't know, organization. Not like the Polynesian disorganized. You know, just in my mind's eye, that's how it qualifies itself. So This looks really appealing to me. I'm in. I mean, I've been in it since the last time you announced it. Just got to find the opportunity to go. Give me three words, Amy.
Oh, I'd say peaceful, quality, and well, this is technically more, but great value for what you're paying for. Yeah,
for a premiere,
what you get.
Okay, outstanding. So then let's now let's segue and let's make this a little louder. Get it, and let's go to the Hard Rock Hotel. So describe this to me. I'm envisioning the rat commercial with seeing the guy that's on the Geico commercial right now. No, it's not. Describe the Hard Rock Hotel.
Well, Well, I'll tell you right up front, this is a smaller resort as well. It only has 650 guest rooms.
Ooh.
And I know for a fact that they are all in one building.
Okay.
Okay. So they're not spread out in any disjointed areas at all. And there's only 29 suites in this one.
Oh, dang. That, hence why the price is a little higher for the suite, even marginally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Michael, this resort.
Some really cool things with those suites.
Is this resort, you've visited this resort before. You've got video, I'm sure, of this resort.
Yes, yes.
And based on you loving music, and is this resort appeal to you? Is this a place you like to go?
Oh, bar none, this would be my dream hotel. We visited it. I absolutely loved the location, loved the... Oh, just the lobby when you walked in, what I was seeing, the memorabilia, everything.
Describe it. Describe the lobby to me. Okay, so I'm on a lobby audio adventure. Tell me what it is.
I don't even know how. I mean, I've only been there once too, but it did engrave into my mind. But you walk in and you've got all I know is that you have cases off to the right that have like there's a Paul McCartney's guitar is over there, and there's costumes and outfits from different things. Off to the left, you have a merchandise shop where above it has all kinds of, I'm assuming, donated memorabilia above it with the person's name that it belonged to. And it just, when we went, there was a person, actually, this goes with our Wayne's World tie-in from last time, but there was someone in the lobby playing Stairway, just on a electric guitar, but very softly.
Okay.
You know, like kind of on a little amp.
Okay.
And there's a huge open area. I don't know if you... It kind of reminds me of Grandestino, how there's like this big sitting area and then a huge like window in front of it. It kind of reminds me of that, just this giant sitting area. And then, of course, the lobby's off to the right, and they have some cool lighting, I think. The floor is all like shiny and I don't know. That's very what I chic. Remember. Yes.
Yeah, it's very chic, very modern, but yet with a hint of nostalgia.
There you go. Really... See, she needed like way less words than I did.
Well, I've never been there. I've researched it. I've looked at videos and I've watched, you know, I've seen pictures, but without seeing it, if you tell me the Hard Rock Hotel, it's funny because in my mind's eye, it doesn't equate to what you're describing. As soon as you see the videos and you watch, you know, the YouTube walkthroughs of the resort, you're like, dang, that's different than I imagined it would be. You think of like Hard Rock Hotel is like, you know, yeah. they have one in Las Vegas, which of course is very nice, but it doesn't make you think of something. And the Hard Rock's not going to be elegant, but Hard Rock elegant, you know, as this would be. Okay. So interesting. Okay. Food options, Amy. What does a Hard Rock have? Is it like all yellow M&Ms in bowls? Like, you know, it like the request
if
would be.
If you want them. If you want them.
Okay.
You can get them.
Okay.
But they do have a very famous New York steakhouse there.
Okay.
If anybody, I know that's not for you, but for the carnivores, that is where you go for meat because it has an outstanding steak bar there. I know Cindy Ellicott from our group has been to that one.
And she's a foodie. It's called the Palm, right?
Yes, that's the Palm.
Because food is everything, we know.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out here. I said that in passing. So if you've not ever heard us mention Cindy Ellicott before, so Cindy's just a member of our friends group called Edcott. And this woman lives in Saskatchewan. She lives in Canada and she takes a trip periodically with her daughter. And she has this amazing talent to make everything that she bakes or come out of her kitchen look like the best thing you've ever seen in your life consistently, regardless of whether she's using, you know, a two-ingredient mix. Cindy's got a way of making this look amazing. So if Cindy says this is good, then this is good for sure. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
She was so excited about eating there, and she said it was fantastic. They fly in lobsters from Nova Scotia. I mean, it is really, really...
Boy, are their legs tired.
You were waiting for that one all day, Michael.
What?
What the heck?
But, you know, there are celebrities who stay there.
Okay.
This is where they stay. And honestly, the place that you're going to catch them eating is what's called the kitchen.
Okay.
It's more casual, but you see more celebrities there than you do in the New York Steakhouse.
Describe it to me. What does it have?
It's comfort food. It is comfort food. It's got, you know, everything from pasta to, you know, hamburgers and more a little, you know, down. But yet it's just got a comfortable, laid-back feeling. But the food is just, even though it might be, you know, hamburger or something, it's like a Kobe burger. Or, you know, it's just a little bit higher.
Gotcha.
And it's fantastic food at that
And that's place. Right off the pool, right? Right off the pool, yes. Deck, like, area?
Yeah.
It looks like they have a Sunday brunch, too, or they had a Sunday brunch. Is that correct? It looks like, yes, the kitchen says full breakfast buffet with bottomless Bloody Marys and mimosas. Of course, you know, that's the Sunday breakfast breakfast brunch there. We get that. Okay. What else do they have? Give me something else.
Well, and they also, in the kitchen, they have what's called the kids' crib.
Okay.
And that's that play area for the kids to go while you're eating. They can go play. And I love how they call it the crib.
This is really smart. You know, essentially it's a Chuck E. Cheese on a restaurant without all the money and all the quarter machines. But if that's why we've not eaten at a lot of the fancier restaurants at Walt Disney World, at least up to this point in our life. Now we could manage that. But like Michael, I mean, would you be so happy to have your youngest eat knowing that he might only last 10 minutes and then become crabby, and you're dropping 160 on that meal, and you're like, oh, man, you know? I mean, it's genius. It's really smart. Disney should allow something like that at their restaurants if they have the space, obviously, because you draw me in. If I could guarantee my kid could be entertained for 45 minutes,
mm-hmm,
I'll do it.
Absolutely.
I don't mind spending the money, but I don't want to spend the money and feel cheated out of the experience. You know, it's not so much the money. It's like the money, and then I lost the experience too. So it was a lose-lose all around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What else they got?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They also have the Emac in Balios. It's like Boston's legendary ice cream. So there's your famous ice cream there.
Did you see my eyebrows? My eyebrows couldn't have gone any higher.
I did.
If I had taped them up higher. Very good.
Okay. They also have a grab-and-go Starbucks.
Okay.
And they've also got the Beach Club is the poolside drinks and light snacks area. They also have what I think is really cool, Velvet Bar. It opens up at 5, and it has velvet sessions and cocktail parties.
Good Lord, Amy. What are we talking here? What is this all about here? Look at you all. What is this?
If I'm going to go relax on vacation, and our family, we're big music people, I am going to very happy. They have like a beverage theme. It's usually the last Thursday of every month, and they bring in somebody to play. And it's usually a surprise, and it will be a like person of that everybody knows.
Michael Black
is famous.
I'm going to tell you who it could have been. It might have been Bret Michaels. It might have been Joan Jett. It might have been Foreigner or Eddie Money or Blue Oyster Cult, because you had a fever and you needed more cowbell, you know? So I'm just saying it could have been one of those guys. And that's legit. So they perform there. Yeah. So
you just never know who's going to be there. And you go in and it's usually some sort of theme, like I said, that goes along with whoever's performing.
Okay.
And just, that's fun to me. Now, I'm not a big drinker per se, but just the whole theming and the whole feel of the whole thing, that sounds fantastic to me.
Yeah. You know what? It's something it's like a
different.
Yeah, it's relaxing and it's a show at the same time. You know? Yeah. So I get it. And remember, you're on vacation. It's okay to do that stuff on vacation, you know? So that's okay.
Have fun as adults. What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially right now too. So this is also our recommendation. When you feel comfortable in your personal timing, whenever you feel comfortable, go enjoy that vacation you always wanted to go on, people. You've earned it at this point. Now, I'm not saying go crazy, you know, but go on that vacation you've wanted to go on. So
make those memories.
Exactly. We all need it after this. So we can replace the memories of staying at home and baking every day, and you know, and so we can replace it. The pool. Let's talk about the pool. I hear something special about this pool here.
Oh, I love that.
The pool. Biggest pool. Yeah, I think ever, anywhere. It is huge. It is 12,000 square feet.
Okay.
That's huge. And it's got a giant water slide, and it's got underwater speakers even. And it's got a sand pit, which the others don't all have. It is super cool there.
260-foot water slide, they advertise. And you're right. Their big thing, Michael, I can see you nodding. Take it over here. They got speakers, but describe the pool to me.
I was in awe because we walked out. If you go by the lobby, you kind of go around and you can come out to some balconies that overlook the, so there's some sitting areas and some balconies that overlook the pool. And I was just this thing kept going. I was in awe. And what it reminded me of, and I'm sure that's what it's supposed to, but it reminded me that I was at one of my rich celebrity friends' house. You know, hanging out, and I was just looking out, and all these people are hanging out too at the house, and that's just what it looked like. The palm trees everywhere. It's insane to the point to where that theming, and like you said, I love music, I love concerts. It just put me in that environment, and I was just like right at home. I was ready, put some drumsticks in my hand. I was ready to play. Let's rock it out. But yeah, that was awesome.
Amy, Michael is hanging out with Def Leppard at like the bachelor pad, being like, awesome. What's up, G? You know, as he's walking around, be like, sir, oh, sir, crazy. Sir. So very cool. Do these resorts only have one pool, or are there small, quiet pools? Like,
you need more.
Only have one.
Well,
you need more. Come on.
I'm just asking because even though I like, you know, the sound of that is really cool, but there are some days you just want to hang out like Beach Club. Beach Club's got the crazy mega pool with the yacht club, right? But in the back by the DVC, there's just a simple pool. It's square. It's nothing special, but it's got ping pong and it's got a really nice view. And there are days that it's like, I just want to hang out there. Because I don't want to have to be around 900 people around the pool. So I didn't know if they have quiet pools at these premier resorts.
Well, they don't. But the pool being so large, I'm sure you could find a corner.
I was thinking the same thing.
Gotcha.
It's so big that there are quiet pools among it. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House's pool is like that as well, too, where it's very large. You can usually find a spot. So I'm trying to equate this in terms of like what Disney people would understand. But 600 and something rooms. So this is small. Is there another resort you could think of that's a large resort this small? I know that's a, you know, those words contrast. So is there any other resort that would be this famous?
Yeah, I mean, like, Port Orleans French Quarter, granted it's not all in one room, but it is the smallest of the Disney resorts, and that I'm pretty sure, and it's got about that many rooms in it. So.
Okay. Okay. And how many suites? How many suites, Amy?
29.
Okay. And what do their themed suites look like besides Michael Black's dream in his mind every day? What do those suites look like?
They are future rock star suites.
Okay.
So they are 800 square feet, first of all. And there's not very many of them.
That's big. That's big.
They've got suites, you know, they've got the king suites, and then they've got the future rock suites. There is a stage that changes color as you're standing there with your microphone singing and performing, and an audience actually cheers for you.
Oh, you get this guy in here. Oh, my God. I just need someone with a camera to record that. And the YouTube channel would go viral, Michael, if that was you over there. So
it's got like a wall of fans, and they are, you know, the recording afterwards. You know,
for some reason, really cool. Though, I'm thinking of Jeremy right offhand. Well, another person in our Edcott group, I'm thinking Jeremy would tear up that stage.
Do you think Jeremy needs just a private stage? That man would go out to the pool, and he would start right there. Right?
This is true.
He would not need to pay for the suite. It's just Jeremy. Anyways, outstanding.
So if you want a guitar, they will bring you a guitar. They will rent you a guitar.
Wow.
If you want to listen to records, they will bring you a selection of records to listen to.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you want, if you want yellow M&Ms, they will bring you M&Ms. It all comes at a cost. But they're bending over backwards for you here.
Wow. Okay. And this you mentioned, is this the closest premier resort to the entrances to City Walk? You said it was close, but it's closer than Portofino, and it's closer than, obviously. Is there another resort that's closer, regardless of the class, if it's Sapphire Falls, or this is it?
This is it.
Okay. give me proximity then, guys. So let me equate this again. So we're talking Bay Lake Tower to Magic Kingdom, or we're talking Beach Club to Epcot. Is this closer, or is this further from those?
Probably about the same, wouldn't you say, Michael? About the same.
Yeah, I'd say it's the same.
So we're talking like a 5 to 7 minute walk here, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Universal, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Were you thinking I was talking?
A little farther to get to Islands.
Gotcha.
And City Walk, you'd have to walk around to get, into City Walk.
Okay.
Yeah, to Universal proper, it's like 5 minutes.
Fabulous. Now, I know, Michael, in your mind, Amy, if you had to pick just based on your experience, which one of these two, which one of these three really calls your name? I mean, for your own personal taste, which one calls your name?
Portofino does.
Portofino. Michael, which one would call your name?
Oh, Hard Rock.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
I think I'm with Amy. I think Portofino calls my name, but I don't know if I'm the Hard Rock Hotel, if it doesn't speak to me. I think I would go to the Royal Pacific next, but I don't know if there's a loser here. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Take that word, with a grain of salt. I mean, a third place hotel. I think they're all great.
I wouldn't pass any of them up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, I just have an issue somewhat with Royal Pacific's location, but I think what they make up for in that is, like Amy said, value, because the location difference is not so much as the value you're getting with it, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. It takes it way down because of that location for a premier resort. You get all those perks, but it's really not that much farther.
Gotcha.
It's just that's why it would be in third place for me. It's just that distance factor.
All right. I need your expertise then. So I'm obviously not a local. Amy's not a local. We've got a rental car and we're like, hey, we want to check out these resorts for the day. What kind of process is this for a person to check out the resort? Are you paying for parking to just simply check out the resort? Or if you make a dining reservation, does that then supersede the parking, or how does that work?
For me, parking is more difficult when you're going to Universal Resorts than it is Disney ones. Disney, you can usually just, we can show our Florida ID and say we're just going to visit. And usually no questions asked, unless it's a monorail resort or an Epcot area resort where they have restrictions.
Gotcha. But
Other than that, they're fine with you parking. Universal, on the other hand, like if we just wanted to go check out Cabana Bay, you're going to have to pay at least $10 to park there temporarily. And I don't even know that you'll get that. So typically, we've only gone and looked at the resorts when we have parked in the main parking structure, which we get with our passes.
Passes.
And then you park there and then take the transportation to wherever you need to go or walk to where you want to go. The only exception to that is, as Florida residents, usually you can get into City Walk after 6 p.m. without paying to park.
Okay.
I think it's 6 is what it's been. So you could go park at City Walk after 6, and then you could – and same structure that I was talking about before. But if you didn't have a pass, that would afford you the parking privilege there without paying the $30 or whatever it's up to now.
Gotcha.
You can do that. Now, I don't know of anything other than that. People can comment and let us know if they've been able to do that sort of thing, but I haven't, and I haven't really tested it either.
Because I think the thing that people like, Amy and Michael, is they want to see it. And if you're down there on vacation, you know what? You may be on vacation. This might be a SeaWorld vacation for you. Or it could be a beach vacation for you. But before you invest your time and money, I know you can only see so much. It's nice to explore. And overall, don't let that $10 or $15 or heck, don't let that $20 fee dismay you. Because you could knock out all three resorts at one time. You're just exploring for a few hours. And that firsthand experience, that's priceless when you're talking about $1,000 in, resort stay. So.
And I wanted to add that if you are a guest of any of the resorts, you can pool hop.
Any resort.
That's the difference. Any resort.
Nice.
So I might be staying at Hard Rock, and I've had enough of the loud pool because I never found my quiet corner. I can go to some other place and go enjoy their pool or their lazy river or whatever they've got. So.
Because this bearded middle-aged guy won't stop singing in the corner of the pool. It's really awkward, right? And he's got a drumstick. And he's got a drumstick in his hand, and he's singing. What's going on over there? Okay, very good. It's like Twisted Sister. But anyways, so very good. Amy, describe this resort in 3 words. Give me Hard Rock in 3 words.
I kind of did earlier. Chic, nostalgic, and modern.
Michael?
Let's really sum it up.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Am I supposed to describe it? Or
no, just no, that's fine. Those are your 3 words. So.
Oh, I love that resort. I cannot wait to go back there, just to visit. If I had the opportunity, I would just run in there, you know, right now and get fresh video.
Toss the devil's pitchforks up and go running in there and then run back out, right? So
absolutely.
Does the gift shop, guys, does it sell actual memorabilia in the gift shop? Do you know? That's a tough question. I know you didn't prepare for that one. Does the gift shop, Michael, that's something for you to explore for us. Could you buy genuine, like, rock memorabilia in the gift shop?
As I remember, I think there are. I think there is especially a section for that.
Okay.
To where they have some items that you can purchase. I'll verify that, but I'm almost positive that as you go through towards the back, there were specific areas that you could.
Okay, I probably shouldn't know that because I'm the wrong person to tell that to because I have a problem with these kind of things. So maybe don't tell me that I can find that stuff there because that makes my vacation much more expensive. And I can rationalize it in any number of ways. So don't do that to me because you see my house and I've got pictures that I paid more than I needed to have. So anyways. All right. Now we're going to be leaving the Premier Resorts. The next show we're going to do with Universal Orlando is going to be on Sapphire Falls. Correct, Amy? That'll be the next one?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. And Sapphire Falls, would that be, again, I want to summarize it for people. Is it a moderate? Is that what is considered to be a moderate resort, or is it better than moderate?
Yeah, it's about a moderate, I guess you could call, because it's prime value, but like a step up from that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
A moderate is the best way I would compare it to.
I'm looking forward to it, because inherently, we're a Disney podcast. So we could name all the Disney resorts right now and describe the theming and describe the restaurants. And in our little mind's eye, in our bubble in our mind's eye, that's what we know. And then all of a sudden you say, hey, there's a Royal Pacific. What is that? What does Bali mean? What does that look like? What is that architecture? Hard Rock, that was in Las Vegas. They don't, oh my gosh, they have one down the road. It's just 4 miles, you know? So it's really interesting to see these architectural styles and offerings. And again, the biggest perk of the Premier Resorts as a whole right now, summarize that one more time, Amy. If I was going to go and stay at a Premier Resort and I got a pass or I got a ticket, what am I getting for that?
Unlimited Express Pass. You're getting that and you're able to ride whatever you want, whenever you want.
The super mega unlimited universal version of Fast Pass. That's repeatable.
But even better.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. How can people get a hold of you, Amy? What's the best way for people to contact you if they've got any questions? I know the last time Jesse was on with Portofino, but how can specifically they get a hold of you?
Amy Vanswell with Magical Journeys, or you can find me in the Epcot group.
Okay. I've got a question before we sign off here. Is Joe short for something?
No.
Joe. Just J-O.
J-O. Yeah, I'm Amy Jo in Epcot. My middle name. I was named after Little Women.
Okay.
Amy and Jo.
I wondered if it was short for Joanne or whatnot. So I've been meaning to ask you that. I guess it just sprung it on you on the air right now. So
I mean, technically Josephine, but I'm just Amy Jo. Yep.
Okay. Michael, if they wanted to get a hold of us or talk to us, chat, find us elsewhere, what's the best ways?
Join our Facebook group, Epcot. Just search it out, EDCOT. Answer a few questions there, and you'll be in with some of the best people that I know. And it's not just Disney stuff or even now Universal. This is life. These people are very supportive. I found them, especially in these times, to be very important in my everyday life, more so than just talking Disney or just talking Universal and theme parks. It's more of a group of like-minded individuals that we trust to have conversations with. And that's very important, I think, this day and age to have a group like that. So long-winded answer, as always, check out our Facebook group, Epcot.
Michael, What about the listeners? Where could they find this?
The listeners?
Where could they find the video for this, Michael?
Oh, well, if you're listening, I don't know why you haven't gone and checked out our WDub review tube yet over on YouTube. But if you haven't and you're listening, head over there. Check it out, because we have sights to go with the sounds.
Outstanding.
The catchphrase.
Outstanding. All right. So for my really good friends, Michael Black and Amy Van Swole, we'd like to thank you for downloading, listening, or watching today. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Catch you on the flippity flop.